各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters。
上礼拜小弟在阿根廷参观一个墓园。
And last week, when I was in Argentina, I went and visited a cemetery.
那是跟夏威夷的 Punchbowl， 或者是 Washington D.C. 的 Arlington 公园是同样的。
And it is very famous, similar to the Punchbowl in Hawaii and also the Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C.
Argentine 这个墓园一个很大的特色就是它位在市区中心。
And a characteristic of the cemetery in Argentina, it is in the middle of the city.
里面的墓园呢，你进去根本不会觉得它是墓园，因为它每个坟墓上面呢，都有很多的雕像，欧洲风味的那些雕像。
And when you walk around the cemetery, you will see a lot of sculptures.
好像你在参观一个雕刻的博物馆一样。
It is almost like visiting a museum.
那个墓园呢，有些贵到比一般的阿根廷人的房子还要贵。
And some of the plots in the cemetery are more expensive than the houses in Argentina.
那在那里，小弟就想到在圣经上啊，也有一个类似的东西在圣经里面，就是拉结的一个坟墓。
And this made me think of something similar in the Bible. This is the tomb of Rachel.
我们来看一下创世纪的35:20。
Let's read Genesis chapter 35 verse 20.
35:20。
Chapter 35 verse 20.
创世纪35:20。
Genesis 35:20. Verse 20. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
这边提到说，拉结特别在，雅各特别在拉结的坟墓上立一个铜碑啊。
Here it says that Jacob set a pillar above the grave of Rachel.
这好像我们所看到的那个墓园一样，就是比较特别的，做一个纪念啊。
And this is similar to what we see in a cemetery. It's a special memorial.
那从这个铜碑呢，我们来看谈一谈这个雅各对拉结的爱。
And from this pillar, we can talk about the love of Jacob towards Rachel.
这个铜碑也可以诉说着拉结一生生命的故事。
And this pillar can also describe the life of Rachel.
那这个铜碑也告诉我们人生的尽头。
And this pillar also shows us the end of our lives.
我们就根据圣经来查考哈。
So let's look in the Bible.
那雅各这边呢，立的那个墓铜碑呢，摩西在写的时候，那个铜碑还在。
And when Moses was writing this, this pillar was still there.
那这是雅各特别替他立的。
And this is a special pillar that Jacob made.
这在诉说雅各对拉结真的非常的喜欢。
And this tells us that Jacob loves Rachel.
拉结是雅各在他乡第一个遇到的女子啊，就是他自己亲人的一个第一个女子啊。
And Rachel was the first woman that Jacob saw from his own country.
可以说是他在他乡寄情的一个对象，情感寄托的一个对象。
And this is an object of his love.
我们来看一下创世纪的29:。
Let's read Genesis 29.
29的第九节。
Verse 9.
29:9到十二。29:9-11。
Genesis chapter 29 verses 9-11.
雅各正和他们说话的时候，拉结领着他父亲的羊来了，因为那些羊是他放牧的。10:10。请你念。
Verse 10. It came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. 11. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
他看到拉结的时候就放声而哭。
Here it says that when Jacob saw Rachel, he lifted up his voice and wept.
我们早上看到以扫，他也放声哭泣啊。
This morning we also saw Esau, and he was also weeping.
但是两个的心情完全不一样。
But these two are totally different.
以扫是因为得不到福气啊，在哭啊。
Esau was weeping because he could not receive his blessing.
雅各因为看到了亲人哦，结束了一段长远的流浪，终于找到了，到了他要到的地方，找到他要找的对象。
but Jacob wept because after all of his journeys, he saw someone from his own country.
我们在座的诸位弟兄们, 你不晓得一辈子有没有痛哭过?
For the one sitting here, I'm not sure if you have wept bitterly in your life before.
有人说, 男人有泪不轻弹啊, 男生有眼泪, 但是不轻易流出来啊。
And people say that a man have tears, but you do not see them.
雅各一辈子大概痛哭, 这样的痛哭方法大概有两次。
And Jacob probably wept like this maybe twice in his life.
就是对这一次的, 流浪遇到拉结。
The first is here, after his journeys, he saw Rachel.
第二次就是他的爱子, 约瑟哭的时候。
And the second time is
his beloved son, Joseph. 约瑟死的时候,
it's when Joseph passed away. It's weeping for Joseph.
所以你看到他在这里把自己的情感呢，全部发泄在一个刚初见面的女孩子的身上。
So we can see that Jacob used his emotions on this Rachel, the person that he saw.
圣经上特别记载这个雅各深深爱着拉结。
And the Bible tells us that Jacob loved Rachel deeply.
我们看29章的20节。
Let's read chapter 29, verse 20.
29章20节。
Genesis 29:20.
前面。
Verse 20, so Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her.
这个英文大概没有中文讲深爱着，他就看七年好像几天了。And
Jacob loved Rachel deeply, that's why after 7 years of service, it only seemed like a few days to him.
妈妈跟雅各讲说，这个雅各啊，你哦，哥哥要杀你哦，你去舅舅家住几天啊，住一些日子就好了。
Jacob's mother told him because he saw was going to kill Jacob to run to his uncle only for a few days.
但是呢，他一到这么样漂亮的一个，应该不晓得是什么妹妹了哈，堂妹、表妹什么妹不知道哈，就是舅舅的女儿嘛哈，哇，不得了，就说好了，我为他工作7年了。妈妈说住几天，他说好，我可以付上7年的代价。
But after Jacob went to his uncle's house and saw Rachel and that she was very beautiful, he decided to go and serve for 7 years.
他爸爸娶他妈妈的时候呢，他爸爸的老仆人带很多金子啊，去给他妈妈做这个聘礼啊。
And when his parents were married, his mother had had servants and brought a lot of dowry.
他想说要娶，同样要娶嘛，也要聘金嘛，哈。 好，如果他年薪10万的话，就是好了，给你70万块钱的聘金了，这样子。
And if he needs to pay a dowry, if it's $10,000 a year, then he would give $70,000.
因为他觉得拉结够这个价格。Because
he thought Rachel was worth this much.
那个七年哦，因为有了爱哦，几天就过去了。And
because of love, the 7 years only seemed like a few days.
我们还记得雅各在形容他在拉班的家哦，他说他白天受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜。And
we have seen that Jacob described the days that when he was working for Laban, that during the daytime he needs to face the heat and the weather, but at night he has to face the freezing weather.
但是这七年他完全没有这种感觉。But
in the 7 years, he did not have these feelings.
虽然白日还是有干热，但是看到拉结就好像吃到冰淇淋一样，就不会觉得热了。Although
it is hot and dry in the daytime, but when he saw Rachel, it was like ice cream.
晚上还是一样寒霜，但是一想到拉结，哇，心里就温暖起来，也不会觉得冷了。It's
still cold at night, but after thinking of Rachel, he has warmth in his heart.
所以有人说，在集中营啊，在纳粹党集中营生还下来的人呢。 他们心中都有一个意义，跟都有一个目的，他们才有办法度过那个艰难的时光。That's
why people say that the people who were in the Nazi concentration camps only when they're in their mind they have a goal can they survive.
爱使人有意义啊，爱使人有目标啊。And
love gives people a hope and a direction.
所以几年就好像几天一样。So
a few years is only like a few.
那这种深深的爱呢，是不改变的爱哦。
And this type of deep love is an unchanging.
所以你看到，自从他娶了拉结之后啊，虽然拉结不会生孩子啊，这个雅各还是深深的爱着拉结。And
after Jacob and Rachel were married, even though Rachel was barren, Jacob still loved Rachel.
这个拉结很多小姐脾气的，很会发小姐脾气的。啊，怎么发呢？雅各一样深爱着拉结。And
Rachel has a lot of small tempers, and Jacob still loved her.
甚至在拉结死了之后呢？ 雅各还是一样深爱着她。
Even when Rachel had passed away, Jacob still loved her.
那这个爱哦，实在是值得我们觉得非常的羡慕的一种爱哦。
And this is a love that we can look upon.
我们来看创世纪的44章。
Let's look at Genesis 44.
这是从雅各的一个儿子口中说出爸爸的一个心中的心情了。
And these are the words from one of Jacob's sons.
犹大了，第四个孩子。我们来看44章27节。
Let's read chapter 44, verse 27.
你的仆人，我父亲啊，就是雅各啊，对我们说啊，你们知道我的妻子给我生两个儿子。这个雅各有四个太太，可是呢，在他的儿子心目当中呢，雅各只有一个太太啊，而且他虽然有四个儿子，他只有生两个儿子。
Although Jacob had four wives, but in his heart, he only has one wife and only has two sons.
可是我们就知道说，这个雅各的情感对拉结有多么的深，而且是海枯石烂，永远不会改变的。
And we can see how much Jacob loved Rachel, and it does not change. This love does not change.
这给我们现在的年轻人一个很大的学习哈。
And this is a very good lesson for the youth.
告诉我们说，其实爱呀跟欲望是完全不一样的东西。
This tells us that love and lust are two different things.
我们看到那个暗嫩的，为了贪恋他的一个同父异母的妹妹，他做出那种禽兽的行为，那是一种欲望的行为。
And we see that Amnon, because he loved his half sister.
那是 like an animal, 那是一个 desire.
It was a lustful desire, like an animal.
所以你看，爱呀，可以为对方做牛做马14年。
And being a
雅各哦。
With love, Jacob was able to serve for 14 years.
那暗嫩呢？就是 in the name of desire， 就是欲望哦。你就是很短呐、啊，那个好像是咖啡上的泡沫，一下就不见了。
But Amnon, he only had desire. This is like the bubbles on your coffee. It will disappear.
这个爱呢，是让雅各来牺牲他的岁月。
And love,
牺牲了 ，sacrifice。
Because of love, Jacob was able to sacrifice his years.
那个欲望啊，让这个暗嫩来占有，而不是牺牲占有别人的身体。
But Amnon, because of lust, he went and took advantage of others. He did not sacrifice.
爱呀，对雅各来讲，它是一个细水长流，可以流到很远很远的时间呢。
And this love is like a long stream. It can flow for a long time.
欲望呢，是一种好像沸腾的水，但是一下子就冷却下来了。
But desire is like a boiling water, but very quickly it will cool down.
爱呢，好像是一个植物，你浇灌它一直会长大的，一直会长大的。
Love is like a plant. If you water it, it will grow.
欲望呢，就好像火，一下子被浇熄了这样子。
But desire is like a fire. It is quenched quickly by water.
爱可以非常的深哦。
Love can be very deep.
欲望是寸短，很短的。
But the desire.It's very short.
所以现在看起来呢，我们年轻人要学习，真的是爱我们的配偶啊，终身不渝啊。
So the youths have to learn to love our spouse.
那个爱真的力量很大哦。
And the power of love is great.
我们看一下，参考一下雅各的《Song of Song》第八章。
And let's look at Song of Songs, chapter 8.
所以这个雅各对拉结的爱就是这样，类似这样的爱哦。
And this is a type of love Jacob had for Rachel.
雅各第八章。
Song of Songs.
诗篇箴言传道书雅歌哈。
Song of Songs or Song of Solomon.
第八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
第六节到第七节。
Verses 6 and 7.
请念。
Verse 6. The Shulamite to her beloved, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. Its flames are flames of fire, a most vehement flame.Verse 7, many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
这边提到说爱好像死一样的坚强哦。
Here it says that love is like death.
那爱所产生出来的那种记恨啊，那种嫉妒啊，如果是好像阴间的一样残忍啊。
And the jealousy from love is as cruel as the grave.
真的有时候是重水不能熄灭的。
Cannot be quenched by many waters.
如果有人用财产来换爱情啊，那会被藐视的。
And if you trade wealth for love, you will be despised.
所以我们要用我们生命的爱来爱我们的配偶。
So we have to use the love of life to love our spouse.
在唐朝有一个进士叫做崔复，唐朝有一个读书人。
And there was a
scholar.
A scholar in China.
他有一天到一个人家家里做客，看到哇，这个家里的小姐好漂亮啊。
And one day, he was a guest at someone's house and saw that the girl was very beautiful.
然后呢，他们谈得很高兴啊。
And they had a very good conversation.
过了一年，又到这个家里来拜访啊。
After a year, he came to the same house to visit.
看不到那个小姐啊。
And could not see the same girl.
哇，那就心中很难过啊。
So his heart was troubled.
就写了一首诗啊。
And wrote a poem.
他说：“去年今日此门中啊，人面桃花相映红，人面不知何处去啊，桃花依旧舞春风。”啊，就是去年的这个时候呢，看到一个小姐好漂亮啊，可是今年呢，桃花开了，小姐不见了，就是这样子。
And basically, the poem says that last year when I was here, I saw a beautiful girl, but this year when I come, I cannot see this girl.
那诗留着，他人就走掉了。
And after he wrote the poem, he left.
结果那个小姐回家看到这首诗，哇，就伤心的不得了啊。
And after this girl came home and saw this poem, she was very sad.
就生病了呢，生病了。
And she became sick.
真的是人哦，圣经上讲说因爱思啊，思爱成病，就是想爱想到最后会生病，变成这样子。
And there's also a phrase saying that people think about love until they get sick.
想不到这位先生崔富先生啊，这个进士啊，他又几天又回来了，怎么听到这个家人有人在哭啊
？And after a few days, he came to this house again and heard someone crying.
原来这位小姐真的是病了快死了，大家都在哭啊。
And actually, this girl was so sick, everyone was crying.
看到这位先生，他病马上就好了。
And after seeing this person, her sickness was healed.
真的，爱的力量有时候很大哦。
And this is the great power of love.
在香港有一个社会新闻。
And there's a news from Hong Kong.
他说有一对老夫老妻啊，结婚很久了。
There's a very old couple who has been married for a long
time. 不晓得是这位太太还是这位先生后来过世了。
And one of them had passed away.
因为他们太恩爱了，那个爱太深了，他舍不得把他家人埋葬，你知道吗？
And because the love is so great, they did not want to bury the dead.
年纪三年哦，都没有埋葬这个尸体啊。
And for 3 years, they did not bury the body.
到最后是孩子必须要去报警哦，让警察拜托警察处理一下，要不然那个不晓得他的一个就是不然妈妈哦，就是不肯呢让他们家人呢把他的爸爸把他埋葬掉啊。
Only after the children had called the police, did they take the body away?
所以说我们看到人间啊，真的看到有些老夫老妻，他们真的是像这里一样哦，爱呀、比死还坚强啊。
And we can see that through our lives, some of the couples, their love is strong as that.
这次小丽在阿根廷参加 NYTS， 来一对六十几岁的夫妻做学生，他们是学生。
This time was when I was in Argentina during the NYTS. There was a couple who were about 60 years old.
那他们说考试两个人要考一份考卷呢。
And when they had to take the test, they wanted to take one test.
我说哪有这回事？考卷？那以后发毕业证书，你们两个只有一张毕业证书哦。
And I told them that if you do this, then when you get your certificate, the couple will only get one.
我说他们说没关系啊，我们一辈子都是这样子的、啊。
And they said, that's fine, we've been like this for all our lives.
他们住在智利啊，他们住在Chile,
and,
他们住在智利。
And they live in Chile.
他们说他们一辈子来呢，这个做生意啊，就是太太呢出脑筋，先生出手这样子啊。太太去跟人家这个谈生意啊，先生负责签合约，他们两个都是这样子的，一个找一定出口的，一个定出笔的这样子。
And all of their life during the business, the wife would be the one that negotiates, but the husband would be the one that writes the contract.
他们一辈子就是呢，就是这样合作无间的，所以考试他们一个要出脑筋，一个动手就可以了，这样子。
And that's because they have done this for all their life. That's why when they want to take the test, the wife needs to use the brain, and the husband would be the one that writes.
其实这个六十几岁的弟兄呢，他得了帕金氏症，帕金森病。
And the husband actually has Parkinson's.
我就看到这位姐妹哦，祷告都一定要跟他跪在他旁边呢。
And his wife would always kneel beside him during prayer.
跪下来、起来都要扶着他。
And when they are kneeling down and getting up, the wife always needs to.
我看这位弟兄走路，我很怕他随时会摔倒，因为他走路有点这样，不晓得为是青年就是这样走，反正他走路就是很不稳定这样子。
And when I see the brother walk, I always think that he might fall.
但是你看到从两个礼拜以来呢，这位太太啊，就一直守在旁边，好像是 看护他的天使一样。
And in the 2 weeks, I saw the wife is always around the husband like a guardian angel.
所以啊，这个拉杰湖墓上的这个桶杯啊，就是雅各的一个挚爱的一个深爱的一个表现了。
So this pillar on Rachel's tomb is an
a sign of deep love. 啊，那这也是我们今天呢、啊，从他身上学习，我们对我们的一辈子啊，对我们的配偶要。好好的要爱护他。
And this is something that we should learn from. That for all of life, we should love our spouse.
那这个桶杯当然也是诉说着啊拉杰的一生。
And of course, this pillar also describes the life of Rachel.
你到那个阿根廷的 cemetery 去，很多人都在找一个墓碑，那个墓碑就是 Eva Perón 的一个墓碑啊。
And when you go to the cemetery in Argentina.Everyone looks for tombstone for Eva Perón.
可能你们在座都有人听过一首歌，就是Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
And you might have
不要为我哭泣，阿根廷。那个就是在描写这个 Eva Perón 的故事。
And you might have heard of the song Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. The song describes her life.
那我去才认识这个人，以前我就听过这首歌，去才知道这个人呢。
And I had heard of this song before, and only when I went there did I know who this person is.
他们跟我介绍，原来 Eva 她原来是一个酒吧女。
And actually, I learned that Eva was actually a bar girl.
后来应该是嫁给他们的贝隆哦，就是嫁给贝隆，应该是当时的副总统吧。
And later she was married to the vice president of their time, Perón.
因为这个 Eva 她是劳工出身的，所以对阿根廷的劳工阶级非常的争取他们的权利，非常的照顾这些劳工。所以后来她死的时候，很多人在纪念这位女士。
And because Eva had grown up in the labor market, that's why all of her life she tried to help the laborers.
所以你去看那个墓碑呢，你就好像可以知道那个人一辈子的一些故事。
So when you go and look at the tombstone, you know the story of their life.
所以今天这个拉杰魂上的这个桶杯呢，告诉我们拉杰他到底是一个什么样的人。
And this pillar on Rachel's tomb tells us what type of person Rachel was.
首先我们知道拉杰是一个很幸福的被一个男人深爱着的女人。
We know that Rachel was a very lucky woman and was deeply loved by her husband.
那圣经上特别介绍她被爱的，除了她是雅各初见面的邂逅的女人之外呢，圣经上特别记载为什么她会被喜欢呢
？And aside from being deeply loved by Jacob, the Bible also describes why she was loved by others.
我们来看一下二十九章。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪二十九章。
Genesis chapter 29.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
请你念。
Verse 17, Leah's eyes were delicate, but Rachel was beautiful from a form and appearance. 18, now Jacob loved Rachel.
Amen. 这个拉杰圣经上讲说是 fair in form and fair in appearance, 就是她的身材很好，脸貌也非常的好啊。
Rachel was beautiful in form and appearance.
现在的男生大部分都是喜欢漂亮的女生了。
Men these days usually like beautiful women.
1930年呢，大概一半的基督徒的男生呢，在1930年左右呢，大概只有重视外貌，大概只有一半而已啦，1.5啦。如果是这个有三分大概是1.5分而已啊。
In the 1930s, half of the Christian men look for the outer appearance of women.
但是呢，在现在的统计，大概2.2的男士呢，会注意到女生的外貌。
And today, 2.2 out of 3 looks at the outer appearance.
那雅各喜欢她跟这个是有很大关系的。
And this is one of the reasons why Jacob loved Rachel.
可是拉杰这个人呢，就是先天条件相当的好，所以呢，他也是因为是人嘛，所以也是充满了人性的弱点呐。
And Rachel had very good characteristics, but she also had her faults.
我们来看三十章的第一节。我们关心到第一她就很会嫉妒人哦。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. We see that she easily gets jealous.
我们看三十章的第一节。
Chapter 30, verse 1.
请念。
Verse 1. Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister, and said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die."
那个envy 是一个很好的字了哈，不晓得有没有 jealous 这个字哈，就是他对姐姐非常的嫉妒啊。And
you can see that Rachel envied her sister.
然后就做出了很不合理的要求，说如果你不给我孩子，我就死了。And
gave a very unreasonable request, saying that give me children, or else I die.
这个是很不好的要求，很不好的一种无理取闹。
This is not a very good request.
你有没有看过这样的故事？说，哎，你爸爸妈妈会跟你讲哦，你要嫁一个小姐讲，哎，你女儿啊，你要嫁给那个有钱的老公公啊，你没有嫁给他，你不嫁给他，我就死给你看。有没有这样子的故事？
Have you heard of parents who tell their daughters saying that you must marry a wealthy man or else I will die?
这都是情绪性的不合理的一种无理取闹。
All of these are very unreasonable.
那这是出于嫉妒哦。
And this is out of envy.
实际上讲这个嫉妒啊，会使骨头朽烂。
And the Bible tells us that envy and jealousy can make the bones rot.
就是会毁灭性非常大，甚至大过于愤怒哦。
And it is very damaging, even more than anger.
我们来看一下箴言的27章第4节。
Let's read Proverbs.
箴言27章第4节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 4.
27章第4节。 27章第4节。
Proverbs 27, verse 4.
前面。
Proverbs 27, verse 4. Wrath is cruel and anger is torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy?
这个愤怒好像是 torrents 哦 ，torrents 就好像海啸一样的，海啸杀了多少人？啊，印尼的海啸，多少人？20万，15万。你看那个愤怒好像狂澜，就好像海啸一样的，这是杀伤力很大的。
It says that anger is like a torrent or a tsunami, and we can see how destructive a tsunami is.
但是他说嫉妒又有谁能够抵挡得住呢？嫉妒的那个 破坏力啊，甚至大过于愤怒啊。
But it continues to say who is able to stand before jealousy, meaning that jealousy is even more destructive.
所以当拉杰说你不给我孩子我就死的时候，其实啊，你知道拉杰后来怎么死的吗？
So when Rachel said that if I do not have a child, I will die, do you know how she died?
她是生孩子的时候死掉的。
It is when she was bearing the child.
所以我们有时候在嫉妒所产生出来那种讲出来的话。 真的，我们要很小心哦。So
sometimes we need to be careful of our words when we are jealous.
拉杰事业上最幸福的，因为是有一个很爱她的先生啊。Rachel
was very fortunate because she had a loving husband.
但是她不看到先生爱我，她只看到自己没孩子，跟输给姐姐了。But
she did not see the love of the husband, but only saw what she did not have.
所以我们今天要注意，就是我们如果不会嫉妒，就是我们满足于自己所拥有的。So
today, if we are not jealous, that means we are content with what we have.
耶稣基督活在这个世界，其实他拥有的东西很少很少的。When
Jesus was in the world, he actually had very little.
所以我们要看自己所有的，不要看别人所有的，以自己产生于嫉妒的心哦。So
we should only see what we have, but not what other people have, so we will not be jealous.
这个拉杰除了这个小姐脾气大一点哦。 很大嫉妒，就还有再来就是所产生嫉妒出来所产生的相争啊。And
aside from jealousy, Rachel also started strife.
我们来看30章，创世纪30章。Let's
look at Genesis chapter 30.
30章的第8节。Verse
8.
30章第8节。
Genesis 30 verse 8.
请念。
Then Rachel said, "With great wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed." So she called his name Naphtali.
Naphtali 什么意思？
What is the meaning of Naphtali?
就是相争的意思啊。It
means strife.
她一直要跟姐姐争大，争赢姐姐啊。She
was always fighting with the sister.
我读到这里，我就想到我两个孩子小时候啊。Reading
this, it reminds of my two children.
他们小时候就很喜欢争啊。When
they were younger, they liked to argue.
来比赛，谁看谁先跑到车子，我印象很深刻，谁先跑到车子这样子。
And they're always racing to see who can get to the car
first. 所以读到这里，我说，哎，这个拉杰跟莉亚，那躲来躲去啊，这么老这么大了，怎么还一直争来争去的哦？And
I see that Rachel and Leah, even though they're older, they're still fighting the same way.
有的人哦，天生丽质，就是他先天条件非常好哦，他就输不起啊。有的人是这样子的。Some
people, even though they have a very good criteria, but
先天那，他们本来的先天条件就很好，所以他们就输不起啊。Because they
have very good criteria, they do not want to lose to anybody.
有的孩子是这样子的哦。
Some kids are like this.
我记得有一个孩子啊，他小学二年级就要验血嘛，吼，验血就是 blood test 嘛，对不对？要知道你的血型是什么型嘛。
I remembered there was a child in second grade.
学校在学校里面呢，都有一个要验血型啊。And
in second grade, because the schools need to take blood tests.
那要知道大家血型什么 ，blood type 是什么嘛，吼。So
they can find out what blood type they have.
啊，他也不晓得什么叫 A， 什么叫 O， 什么叫。 什么叫 B 啊？他不知道，不过他认定自己一定是 A， 因为他认为 A 一定是比 B 好，就对了啦。And
although he did not understand what the types A, B, and O are, but he said I must be an A because I'm better than anybody else.
那很多人他觉得自己就是天生就是比别人好，所以遇到挫折他没有办法拿那些，cannot take it， 没有办法承受。
Some people just think they're born better than everybody else, so they cannot take it when others win.
所以什么事情他一定要争到底就对了。
So for everything, they must fight until the end.
这是拉杰的这种一个生命的很可惜的地方。
And this is something that's very pitiful in Rachel's life.
那为什么会有嫉妒跟相争？最主要是拉杰他这一辈子呢，对神的认识太少了。
Why is there fighting and strife? It is because Rachel did not have an understanding of God.
我们看31章的19节。
Let's look at chapter 31, verse 19.
31章19节。
Chapter 31, verse 19.
当雅各要从舅舅拉班的家搬走的时候啊。
When Jacob was to move away from Laban.
来，19节，请你念。
Verse 19. Now Laban had gone to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household idols that were her father.
他竟然偷了爸爸的神像，他对天上的神根本没有了解，他甚至觉得爸爸的神像可以保护他们的家庭啊。
She had no understanding of the God in heaven. She thought that the idols in her father's house were important.
所以今天我们人格如果有什么缺失的话，比如说我们的嫉妒没有办法改，我们的相人的脾气没有办法改，可能是我们对天上的真神的要求，他的性格，他的一切伟大，他的提供，我们真的不够了解。So
today, if we have jealousy and we have strife, it is because we do not have a clear understanding of.
啊，这件偷这个东西呢，成为他生命当中最大的遗憾跟最大的伤害。
And because of stealing her father's idols, this caused the greatest harm to her.
啊，因为呢，这是他后来死的死亡的一个最直接的原因呢。
And this is one of the direct relation, the direct causes of her death.
因为后来拉班追过来了，想要把这个神像追回去，但是找不到这个神像。
Because Laban came after them and wanted to take the idols back, but
they
could not find the idols.
我们来看31章的31节。
Let's read chapter 31, verse 31.
31节、32节，请念。
Verses 31 and 32. 31. Then Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I said, 'Perhaps you would take your daughters from me by force.'" 32. With whomever you find your gods, do not let him live. In the presence of our brethren, identify what I have of yours and take it with you.
雅各因为不知道是他最爱的太太拉杰偷了这个神像啊。
Because Jacob did not know that Rachel had taken the idols.
他就说了一句非常严重的话。
So he said something that was very serious.
他说你这个神像在哪里收出来哦，就不容那个人来存活。
And he said that with whomever you find the idols, that person will not live.
啊，这个就是拉杰后来难产死掉的一个最直接的原因，因为。 原来他就是偷了神像，虽然没有被查出来，原来他就是那个人。
And this is one of the direct causes of Rachel's death later on. Although they did not find her with the idols, but she was the one that took it.
所以我们看有时候觉得真的，拉杰真的是哦，这个条件这么好，又美丽又漂亮，又是一个很好的职业妇女，她是一个放羊的，很好的职业妇女哦，那。 就是对神的知识不了解。And
we see that Rachel was good in all aspects. She was beautiful, and she was a very good career woman. She was actually a shepherdess. But the only thing she lacked was an understanding of God.
所以让我们想到这个经文，看一下箴言的11章22节。So
let's look at Proverbs.
箴言11章22节。Proverbs
11:22.
11章22节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 22.
11章22节。
Proverbs 11:22.
这个呀，对姐妹是一个很好的学习的哈。
And this is a good lesson for the sisters.
请念。
Verse 22. As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion.
这个哈，有时候觉得，有时候我自己小时候读，觉得哇，圣经上形容的太过火了哈。
And sometimes when I was younger, when I read this, I think the description of the Bible is too much.
他只有说猪鼻子啦，没有说整只猪啦，哈。
It said that only the swine snout, not the whole swine.
啊，那个珍珠是很好的。
And this is a ring of gold, which is very fine.
戴在猪鼻子上面，哎呀，就是觉得好像不太配合哦。
But because it's put on the pig's snout, it's not fitting.
大姐本身是很有美貌的啦。
Rachel was very beautiful.
但是就是没有对神没有知识啊。
But did not have an understanding of God.
所以就是好像这么不配，就好像一个珍珠挂在一个猪鼻子上面，这种不配啊。
So this is like a ring of gold in a swine's snout.
啊，所以呢，今天我们活着不要只光追求外在的美貌。
So today when we live, we should not only strive towards outer appearance.
我们活着不要只追求那个做一个成功的职业妇女呢。
We should not only strive to be a successful businesswoman.
我们要追求真的从神来的知识，对神有真正的了解啊。
We need to strive after the understanding of God.
啊，箴言第3章讲说，那个得知识、得智慧的人呢，这是有福的人。
And the Bible also tells us that those who receive knowledge and understanding are blessed.
因为真的知识跟智慧哦，神本身来的知识跟智慧是胜过于珍珠跟财宝的。
Because the wisdom and knowledge from God is better than any treasure.
那个智慧跟知识，圣经讲说，他右手有长寿，左手有富贵。智慧跟知识啊，他右手有长寿，左手有富贵啊。
在3章的第16节啊。 In describing wisdom and knowledge, it is saying that on the right hand you have knowledge, on the left hand you have wealth.
哦，不是啊，读一下好了，箴言的3章16节。
Let's read Proverbs 3:6.
3:16.
Proverbs 3:16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor.
他说有智慧有知识呢，他的道是安乐的，他的路是平安的。17节啊。他与持守他做生命树的，指定他各具有，所以啊，真的是我们要追求的是智慧知识，从神来的，而不是外在的美貌而已了啊。
What we should strive for is wisdom and knowledge from God.
你看，无论它多么美，你看到那个胡木的墓碑、铜碑，你知道那只是什么都没有了。但是呢，啊，对神的一个关心呢是永远存在的了。And
we can look at the pillar in the tomb. We know that there is nothing there, but the knowledge and understanding of God is everlasting.
所以拉结的铜碑，除了我们看到他一生的切汗之外呢，虽然这么好的条件。
So from the pillar of the tomb, we not only see the life of Rachel, we also see the end of everyone's life.
当一个人出生的时候呢，啊，自己是哭的，别人是笑着的。And
when a person comes into world, the person comes out crying, but everyone else is smiling.
但是当一个人过世的时候呢，别人是哭的，但是你自己是怎么样的人呢？
But when you pass away, everyone around you is crying, but what about you?
拉结本身呢，他死的时候自己也是哀伤的、哦。Rachel,
when she died, she was also in sadness.
我们来看一下35章，创世纪35章。Let's
look at Genesis 35.
35章16节。Genesis 35:16。他们从伯特利起行，离以法他还有一段路程。拉结临产甚是艰难，17节。 正在艰难的时候，说声婆对他说：“不要怕，你要得一个儿子。”儿子了18节，他将近于死，临闻要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便俄尼。他父亲却给他起名叫便雅悯19节。拉结死了，葬在以瓦他的路旁。以瓦他就是伯利恒20节。20。雅各在他魂上立了一个铜碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到了今日还在。所以啊，这个就谈到拉结这个人生的尽头了。
She was in pain because of childbirth.
那时候是孟母老先生说：“哎呀，你应该安慰了，因为你得了一个儿子。”And
the nurse had told her saying that you should be comforted because you are having a son.
你知道那个拉结的第一个儿子叫什么名字吗？约瑟。And
we know the name of Rachel's first son is Joseph.
约瑟什么意思？What
does Joseph mean?
May the Lord add. 希望神再添给我一个，所以用现在的话来讲，就是添丁了。约瑟就是添丁了哦。我们中国有个廖添丁啊，就是那个廖添丁的添丁了。约瑟的，哦，你懂吗？添一个丁了哦，就是再生一个儿子了，再生一个儿子。
Okay, and The meaning of Joseph is "May the Lord add," meaning that may the Lord give me another son.
啊，他应该现在已经是一个儿子，他应该很高兴才对啊。
And
虽然要死了，应该高兴，就是很安慰才对啦，哦。
And now she is having a son, she should be comforted.
但是他不受安慰哦。
But she was not.
啊，所以他把他儿子起名叫便俄尼。便俄尼是什么意思呢
？That's why she called the son Benoni. What does Benoni mean?
Son of sorrow, 就是一个很忧伤的孩子啊，忧伤之子啊。
Means the son of sorrow.
他爸爸觉得这个名字不好，就把他起名叫便雅悯。便雅悯是什么意思？
But the father did not like the name and changed the name to Benjamin. What does Benjamin mean?
Son of right hand, 就是右手的孩子啊，就是有力的孩子啊。
Son of the right hand, meaning that this is a powerful son.
不过人生有时候很好玩，便雅悯呢，后来都身心上所有左手便利的，通通是便雅悯支派的，不是右手便利的。左手便利的，左撇子啊，身心上很多左撇子都是便雅悯人的。
And actually, later on, we can see that most of the descendants of Benjamin are left-handed.
应该不是说 most of the descendants, a lot of Benjamins, they are left-handed. 那这是人生一个很好玩的地方啊。
And this is just a funny thing in life.
那这个拉结后来哭子哦，因为儿子哭了这个事情呢，成为一个历史上的。如果你想到拉结，或想到拉结的墓呢，你就是会想到拉结哭子这个事情啊。
And anytime you look at the tomb of Rachel, you would think, you remember the son of weeping.
因为新约对拉结的定位就是哭子的定位。
Because the New Testament also describes Rachel as the one with the weeping.
当希律王在耶稣时代杀了这个伯利恒所有两岁以下婴儿的时候呢，他们就拿拉结哭子的这个句子来谈到当时悲惨的情形。
So when the king killed all the sons that are below 2 years old, the Bible describes use Rachel as a description.
我们来看马太福音二章十八节。马太福音二章十八节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 2 verse 28.
二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
来，请念。
Matthew 2:18. A voice was heard in Ramah.Lamentation, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more.
Oh, 拉结哭他的儿女呢，因为他们不受安慰哦。
Rachel wept for her children and it was not comforted.
那个听见哭嚎大声说哦，这有几个英文单字哦，如果你把它放在一起看，一个就是那个听见一个哭声，就是 voice of crying， 然后再来他用那个哭，然后再用另外一个哭字叫 weeping。然后再来叫 bitter sorrow， 用这三个字啊，圣经用这三个英文单字哈，很苦的一种哀痛，一种 weeping 啊，一种 crying， 啊哭嚎，来形容拉结在临走之前人生的尽头的一个情形啊。
And the Bible here says a voice was heard, and then it says there was crying, there was weeping, and there's the sorrow, describing how the Rachel felt.
所以我们看到这个桶杯啊，就想到他最后是这样子的一个情形。
So when we look at the tomb, we can remember the last moments of her life.
啊，其实也告诉我们人生的尽头啊，一切都是空的啦。
And also tells us that at the end of our life, everything is empty.
真的，人生如果没有神呢，不晓得怎么办呢
？Indeed, without God, we don't know what to do with our lives.
最近我到阿根廷去遇到一位姐妹啊。
This time when I was in Argentina, I met a sister.
她是医学院的学生啊。
And she is a medical school student.
他说阿根廷哦，这个人死掉，如果是还死没满三年哈，政府让医学院的学生去挖坟墓。
And she said that in Argentina, if the person has not died for over 3 years, the Argentina government allows the students to go and rob the graves.
啊，不是 rob 了，因为是 permission 嘛，所以没有 rob 了。那因为呢，去买尸体太贵了哈，那所以就他们这样就可以这个毒人的身体嘛。
And because the cadavers are too expensive, so they can go and dig the graves for the bodies.
他说他也去挖了。
And she described to me saying that she also went.
他说一挖出来，哇，那个尸体上面都很多虫，又臭又很多虫在吃那个肉啊。
And she described that when the bodies were dug out, there's a lot of worms and it's there was a very heavy stench.
他要把它拿去清洗一下，这样子才开始读他的那个身上的结构啊。
And she needs to wash the bodies before she can study the body.
他说把那个尸体抱回家，他爸爸都不敢进门，就问他，哎，把它弄好我才要进门哦，把它藏好我才要进门哦。
And after she took the body home, her father would not want to come home unless it's kept well.
啊，那个一看一个同学，他说他有个同学真的晚上睡觉，因为读书读的太累了，就抱着那个死人骨头睡觉。
And she had a friend, a classmate in school that because of too much studying was so tired, she hugged the body.
真的，我们看到一个那个桶杯，我们就想到人生的尽头就是这样子。
So when we look at the tomb, we can remember the end of our life.
那最近这位姐妹也谈到，她最近在那种临终病危的一个重度病重度病危的一个地方在实习啊。
And the sister also told me that she's studying in a place where people have very serious illnesses.
她说那个地方真的是让她觉得人实在是，人如果赚到全世界，失掉自己的生命，到底有什么益处呢？人能够拿什么换自己的生命呢
？So she told me that she learned that
if a man earned the whole world, what benefit can you have, right?What can you exchange with your soul, right? Impossible. 他看到那个病人哦，尤其是快要癌症末期的哦，他们第一个事情就是怎么讲，很沮丧。
And she saw the patients, especially those with cancer in the last stages of cancer, they are very depressed.
所以每次进去要做的一个事情就是把他们打那个anti-depression 的那些药啊。
So every time they go in, they need to give them an injection of antidepressant.
那因为到癌症末期，大家都很痛。哎，等到那个药效过之后，你就听到里面很多病人大声在叫，这样子。
And because it is very painful for them in the last stages of cancer, so after the drugs wear off, you will hear a lot of crying.
他说有的病人他受不了，他怎么样？他还没有死，他就先跳楼了。他觉得这样快一点呢。
And some of them are suffering so much that even before they die, they jump so they can die fast.
然后去那边一个月哦，从进去到出来，好多人就这样走掉了。
And she was only there for a month, and she saw a lot of people die.
真的，这就是人生的尽头，不是吗
？And this is the end of our life.
所以当我们看到在那个坟场里面哦，看到这些，就是我们想到的，就是拉杰的。拉杰的桶杯，这样的一个教训，就是我们想到的，都是这些东西啊。
So when we go to the cemetery and look at the tombstones, this reminds us of Rachel's tombstone.
真的，你看到那些啊墓碑啊，很多人给他们做雕像，这些人都是爱这些，就好像雅各爱拉杰这样子啊，深深的爱着过世的人。
And we see in the cemetery all of the tombstones have sculptures.Means that there are people who love those who are dead, just like Jacob towards Rachel.
但是呢，这个拉杰他一生所述说的给我们的一个教训，生命的一个故事呢，我们发觉到真的，人很软弱了，人性的弱点好多，嫉妒、纷争，再多的爱，自己也不会感到满足啊。
So what we learn from Rachel's life is that we are full of jealousy and strife, even though we are loved by others, we are still very weak.
所以如果没有神的知识，没有神，人生到最后就是什么呢？就是空的。
So without God and knowledge of God, what is the end of our life? It is nothing.
我想我们每个人哪一天走了，我们都不会埋在阿根廷那个那么漂亮的坟墓里面，还是不会。
I'm sure none of us will be buried in that cemetery in Argentina.
但是我发觉到说那个贝隆啊，伊娃贝隆的那个坟墓，其实没有什么特色啊，就是高高的，没有太多的雕刻了。
But when I look at the tombstone for Eva, I did not think it was any special.
但是呢，他那边的花，人家献的花特别多。
But a lot of people put flowers there.
我在想，有一天我们过世的时候，也不一定要这么多外在的东西了。
And I think that when we die, we do not need all these things.
但是最重要就是神真的还记得我们。
But what's important is that God remembers us.
人还记得我们。
And men remember us.
因为我们活着的生命呢，可能比拉杰美一点点呢。
Because the life we live may be better than that of Rachel.
我想这样就够了。
And I think that would be enough.
这是拉杰坟上的铜杯给我们的一些启示。
And these are the teachings from the pillar on Rachel's tomb.
我们来唱523首。
Let's sing hymn 523.